We have big news overseas, but also kind of in this country. It was announced yesterday or the day before that Prince Harry, fifth in line to the throne, is getting married to an American actress, Meghan Markle. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, we are honored to welcome to the program for, I believe, the first time ever, Prince Harry.
Oh,
good morning, Your Excellency.
Hello, mate.
Hello?
Hello?
I think the world is making too big of a thing out of all this rot.
I've never heard him talk quite like this.
Either, well, everybody's really excited about, you know, a prince getting married. This is kind of a big deal.
I'm going to get her in the bedroom and break her in half.
Oh, don't talk like that.
Prince Harry.
I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. Just having a bit of a laugh, actually. Putting on a voice.
Okay.
Using a bit of a put-on.
You do voices, too. I didn't know that.
Yes, I do. Just a little bit. And I've got to say, I'm a bit knackered of responding to query on all these matters. But I guess my matrimonial prospects have been of interest to the world at large for quite some time, but... Still, it astounds me. I'm gobsmacked, actually, that a breakfast show on a sports station would want to talk to me about it. Especially when in Dallas, where you should be talking about the fall-off in Dax performance.
Well, we've been talking about that all week.
And how do you explain the fact that you have a coach that is total bollocks?
Bollocks?
Well, we can't explain that, actually.
If I'm wrong, you can tell me to bugger off, but isn't it time for Jerry, the owner, to fire Jerry, the GM?
Oh, boy.
Even
another one.
You have that opinion.
Even way over here across the pond, yes.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about your wife or your wife-to-be and how you met. And
well, something is strange that I'm marrying an American divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to make matters even more complicated, her mother is black as can be.
So, well,
there's a racial grab bag there, actually.
Certainly adds to the story, I guess. Yeah,
yeah, but that shouldn't bother you.
Now, yes, her father is white, as am I, as you can tell.
You're very white.
Very.
Yes. So white, in fact, that for our wedding, we've registered at Bed Bath & Beyond. And Raising Cane's.
Oh, Raising Cane's? Well, it's quality chicken.
I'm not being cheeky. We really are registered there.
Okay, well, good.
How's the weather there in Dallas?
It's great.
Monkeys outside here in London.
It's been great here.
Yeah, we've had unusually warm weather.
So tell me, I want your opinion. Do you guys think I'm off my trolley to be marrying this woman?
No, she seems really nice and she's really pretty, yeah.
And if you're in love, you know, it's great.
I'm getting a bit desperate, actually. I've been on the pool for so long, I'll be glad to settle down.
We're visiting with Prince Harry, announcing his wedding to Meghan Markle, the American actress. We're just so happy for you.
What about you, George? You found yourself a nice little princess to make bangers and mash for you in the morning?
Yeah, I guess. I've been married for a long time, yeah.
Married for a long time. Okay, I still hope you get her to handle up on your twig and berries, as it were.
No, we'll talk about things like that, Prince Harry.
To be honest, I just want to get the wedding over with and get into that honeymoon suite so we can get stalkers for a little slap and tickle before we go in for a good measure of rumpy pumpy.
But Prince Harry, I've never heard you talk like this. You're normally very reserved.
Now, which one is that one? Is that the non-George?
Yeah, this is non-George.
Which one is the George?
Me.
Oh, George. Oh, yes. The one with the failed country and western outfit that's often made redundant by discriminating pubs everywhere from Manchester to Euless.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to describe it.
Just taking the piss out of you, mate. Calm down.
Okay, all right.
He's just kidding, I think, okay, is what that means.
All right.
Some are speculating that Meghan, that's the fiancée, may be in the pudding club, as it were, a little up the duff, pregnant, as it were.
Oh, really? I haven't heard
but
that.
I assure you there is no little royal littering her womb.
Oh, littering.
Maybe okay. I should be added to your breakfast show with this sort of content, or do midday tickers. Has Mr. Fleming been made redundant?
No, he's still with us. But yeah, we'd love to have you join us every morning. You're pretty entertaining.
Let me ask you this. Is dirt getting in the way of rebuilding? Be honest.
What, how would you know or care about something like that?
He really should have been sacked by now, don't you think?
Well, he's the franchise,
Dirk,
though.
He is Dirk.
Hard to do.
Well, I understand. Yes, the whole sacking Dirk thing would give me the collywobbles, too.
Man, you know a lot about Dallas sports.
I must bid you good morning, sir.
Okay, well, hey, congratulations.
Yeah. Toss off.
Oh, gosh. There's Prince Harry. Pretty awesome.